Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. From the time that Joshua brought the children of Israel into the land of Canaan to take possession of the land until the time of the anointing of King Saul, the children of Israel didn't have a king. It made them very unique among the peoples of the Near East. Well, no, it's not fair to say they didn't have a king. Their king was God and God alone. And when it was necessary, God would raise up a judge, a charismatic leader to take care of a particular situation. Usually it was because the children of Israel had been unfaithful to God, and because of their infidelity they were punished by the Philistines or some other neighboring group, and then they turned from their sins and returned to God, and God would raise up a judge, someone like Samson or Gideon, who would take care of it. But they weren't king. They didn't pass on their office of judge. And there were many years where there was no judge in Israel. And the children of Israel didn't like this, because they wanted to be like everyone else. They looked around at their neighbors and said, "We have a king. They have a king. We should have a king too." And finally, God had enough with them and said, "Fine, we'll give you a king. His name is Saul, but look what Saul, you know what a king will do. The king will draft your sons into his army. He will tax you. He will do all these other king things." And if you look at the history of the children of Israel, other than David, the kings of Judah and Israel were no great shakes. They were disobedient to God, and they led the people in disobedience. And today we have an instance where they tried to get a king before Saul. And so the children of Israel gathered together, and they were going to anoint Abimelech their king. This was not at the direction of God. It was not with his blessing. But they were saying, "We want a king. We're going to have a king." And Jotham, who was one of the judges, pointed out to them about what kings do. And really, I can't remember what exactly happened to Abimelech, but I'm going to look it up in my Bible after Mass. It's not a good thing. And one of the problems with kings in the ancient world, particularly in the Near East, is they weren't just kings, they were also the high priest of the pagan gods. And even when the children of Israel got a king, notice that the office of high priest was distinct from that of the king. So it wasn't quite the same way, though the kings seemed to think that they were, and that they would do what they wanted with the faith of the people. What's the point of all of this? You know, we don't have kings anymore, we have presidents, or as I prefer to think them, as serial elected kings, because really, you know, that's kind of what presidents are, is we elect a king every now and again. The problem is oftentimes we as Christians want to be like everyone else. Rather than converting the world, rather than evangelizing the world, bringing the gospel to the world, we look around at our neighbors, whether they be non-Christian or non-Catholic, and say, "We want to be just like them. You know, look at the mega church in South Ogden. You know, they have stadium seating, and you can get a coffee in the vestibule, and they have rock bands." That ain't worship, folks. And we have to resist letting the popular culture do a makeover on our faith, whether it be on worship or belief or simply the practice of the faith. Because we are called to be a leaven to the world, not let the leaven of the world be a leaven for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.